Likut Halacha is Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, page Nun Tes, right hand column on the bottom, Hilchas Prikotina, the laws of helping somebody when he's unloading or loading his animal, Halacha Aleph. First, Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Pasuk in Chumash, Ki Sire Chamoyer Soinacho Roivetz Tachas Masoi, if you'll see the mule or the donkey of your enemy struggling under its burden, you're not allowed to look away, but rather, ozoiv tazoivimo, you must help the person with his animal. The targum on this is, mishbak tashvik madabali bochale, remove the negative feelings that you have in your heart towards that person. The targum inserts these words. That when it, because it stood, the pasuk said, "Soinacho, your enemy. If you'll see the mule of your enemy struggling under its burden, go help him." So the Targum inserts these words: "Mishbak tashbik madabli bachale." Get rid of the negative feelings that you have in your heart towards that person, and go over and help him.
This is referring to like an Israelite, right?
A Jew, for sure, for sure. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki kvedas hamasui shenichbedes v'noifeles hu al yidei hasina. The fact that this person's donkey is struggling under a heavy load, that's coming as a result of the hate. Ki sina hu pigam hadas, because hate means defective brain, defective seichel. Kemoy shekosov rabbeinu neir yor kama pomim v'kanal. As Rabbeinu Zal brings many places in the Likutei Moran, one of the proofs that Rabbeinu Zal gives to this is a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says, "Kas bechek ksilim yonuach," that anger is in the laps of fools. Fool is the opposite of bardas. Kas is synonymous with sinna. When you hate somebody, you're angry at that person. Those two terms, usually sinna and kas, go together. So Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran refers to sinna and kas as a pigam in das. That's what it is.
What does
Nun Yud mean? Nero Yoyer, meaning that this halacha was written by Rav Nosson Zal while Rabbeinu Zal was still living. It's halacha aleph. This is his first pass on the Shulchan Aruch, which he did while Rabbeinu Zal was alive. He wrote these chidushim. I don't think, as far as I know, he didn't. Likutei Halachos, he didn't. He showed him the Torahs that Rabbeinu Zal had written. I don't think that he showed him this. Keep in mind, he didn't live next door to him. He lived 18 kilometers away. And it wasn't like today where you hop on a bus or you hop on a this. He didn't get to see Rabbeinu Zal, you know, anywhere near as frequently as we imagine, you know, the ease with which travel today and get on the lead it to him over the phone or that kind of, you know, there was nothing like that.
Send him a fax.
Send him a fax, exactly. Okay. Ukishenivgam hadas, and when the das becomes pogum, defective, azai nirbedes hamasui, then the load that the person is carrying, either the person's carrying or his animal is carrying, becomes heavy, v'noifeles, and it falls off. The person feels they can't carry their load anymore. Ki hadas meirim eskol hadvorim. Because Rabbeinu Zal says, das lifts everything up. When we talk about a person feeling uplifted, I felt uplifted by that shear. The das has a nature of lifting up a person. Bibechinas, as it says in the Torah, Hachai noiseyes atzmoi. The Gemara talks about the difference between dead weight and live weight. Dead weight is heavier than live weight, right? Why? Because the life in the person, when the object lifts the person itself. You don't have to pick up the full weight of the person. The fact that the person's alive, they're picking themselves up a little. Now the question is, when we say a person's alive, how do you define life? What's the life inside of a person? It's the das of the person. The ikar hachius al yidei hadas. The main life within a person is the das within that person. Kemoy shekosev, as it says in Koheles, hachochmo techaye. Chochmo gives life. V'alkein ho'odom al yedei hadas yochoy lohorim kol hamasois sheboilam bekal. This is why man, with his das, has the ability to lift up all kinds of heavy things in the world easily, al yedei tachbulois ve'etzois, using all kinds of means and advice, using a pulley system, using a crane, using a lever. In ninth grade in general science, you learn all of these big tricks, right? Avol kishen istalek hadas, but when a person's das leaves them, nistalek hachius, then their life leaves them, va'azai noifel hamasui, and then everything becomes dead weight. The person himself becomes dead weight, and anything he wants to carry, he doesn't have that chius. V'ze bechinas choyli noifel shekosav Rabbeinu Neir Yoer b'maymar hayman deboi lemesav ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 29 in Likutei Moran speaks about epilepsy, which is called choyli noifel in Hebrew, the illness of falling. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there shehu al yidei shenivgam hadas al yidei hisgabrus hadamim al yidei ze noifel ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in the Likutei Moran how epilepsy works, and he explains that it has to do with a pigam in das as a result of the blood in the body rushing. He talks about how through pigam abris, which leads to pigam das, that brings on, that's one of the things that could bring on, chas v'shalom, this illness of epilepsy, which is called choyli noifel, falling. So we see that the concept of a person falling, or their burden falling, trying to carry something and not being able to pick it up, or even if their donkey's carrying something and the burden falls off the donkey, it could all be tied into the pigam in das of the person.
How can you say this?
V'sina v'kas u'bechinas hisgabrus hadamim. And we know that hate and anger also represent this powerful rush of blood inside the person. Just as Rabbeinu Zal said over there, that epilepsy has to do with his gabrus hadamim, that the blood in the body becomes too active and rushes the brain, in a sense, and brings on that type of epileptic fit. Rabbeinu Zal says when it comes to kas and sinna, that's also a concept of his gabrus hadamim, that the blood in the body, my blood is boiling at that person. That concept. As Rabbeinu Zal says in Torah Nun Zayim, ki koved koyes, because the Gemara says in Brochus, where does the meat of kas inside of a person come from? From the liver. The koved hu mole dam. And we know that the liver is wall-to-wall blood. It's one big glob of blood. Shehu bechinas sino uretzicha, which is synonymous with hate and murder. Shehu shfichas domim, which is bloodshed. Remember we learned in Rashi and Chumash when Esav was born and they saw he was red, that was a simon of ritzicha. And when Shmuel Anovi saw Dovid HaMelech, and he saw he looked red, he said, this can't be the Melech Yisrael, this can't be the Tzadik Hador, because I see that red, must be murder. So the Medrash said that Hashem said to him, this one isn't a murderer like Esav, this one's a murderer for Hashem. This one's going to kill only for Hashem, Dovid HaMelech. He's going to fight the Melchemes Hashem. So we see that Kas and Sinah are tied into the blood, which affects this pigam in das. By epilepsy, it was the hisgabrus hadamim that messed up the brain that resulted in the epilepsy. Here also, Rav Nosson Zal saying that bichlal, pigam das can very often be caused by hisgabrus hadamim. Whatever causes hisgabrus hadamim, one of the things that causes it is kas and sinah. V'alkein, al yedei sinah, al yedei zehu bechinas hisgabrus hadamim. Therefore, when a person hates, then the blood in their body is mizgaber, starts rising up. Vaydezeh nifgam adas, and that causes pigam adas, because das is always symbolized by whiteness. Libuna demoicha, the white matter of the brain. It's the opposite of this redness in the body. Vaydezeh noifel, and when the das is nifgam, then the das, which is the chius, is nifgam, then the person drops. he drops dead. Noifel, a person falls. He can't carry the load. Bebechinas choli noifel kanal, as we mentioned before in the case of epilepsy. Ki oz hamaso nirbedes, because then the weight, the load becomes too heavy to handle. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ki avoinoisai ovru roishi, my sins have gone over my head. Like a heavy weight, they're overwhelming me. Shalidei hu avoinois shu bechinas his gabrus hadamim kemoi shekosav rabbeinu ner yor shon, because through the sins of a person, which are synonymous with this strengthening of the blood in the person, in other words, the blood in the person becoming strong in a negative way, alidei ze nifgam hadas, that causes pigam hadas. And then everything becomes heavy, too heavy to hold, and it falls. Bibechinas, as the pasuk says, kemaso chove yichbedu mimeni, as a heavy load, it becomes too heavy for me to carry. Especially since we know bichlal, sins are a result of pigam hadas. The Gemara says, loylam ein adam choite elam kein nichnas bei ruach shtus. So the more sins, the less das. The less das, the less ability to carry the load. The less das, the less chius, it becomes dead weight, and dead weight the person can't carry. Ayin b'maymar hayman hanal, look in chapter Chof Tes and Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses the topic of epilepsy, Shehevi Rabbeinu Ner Yoer Mikrozeh Shom, Ayin Shom Heite, where Rabbeinu Zal brings this posik over there, look clearly and well to see how Rabbeinu Zal explains it. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh shekosuv, this is why the pasuk says, Ki sireh chamor soinacho roivetz, when you will see the mule of your enemy crumbling under the load. Why does the Torah present it that way? Look how every word of the Torah is advice and information, and it's teaching you, you know, about life. Soinacho daiko, bedafka your enemy, the Torah says your enemy, ki ikar nefilas hamasui hi alidei sina kanal. Because the main thing that causes a burden to fall, that makes a burden too heavy to carry, is hate. When a person gets rid of all the hate inside of them, and they have only love, that person is as light as a bird, and that person can carry any load in the world. Valkein tzivso ha-toiro lazor l'chaveroi lifroik v'litoin. This is why the Torah has instructed us to help our friends with unloading and loading, kidei sheyihye avo v'chibo b'neihem, so that this should lead to a love and a closeness between the two yidden. Vaydezeh nistakein pigam nefilas hamasui, and that will bring about a tikkun for the thing that caused this falling of the load, shehu alidei hasino kanal, which was the hate. Because two Jews hate each other, that's what makes it that one of them or both of them shouldn't be able to carry their load. How does that manifest itself? Sometimes it could show itself that he's traveling with a car or a donkey, you know, and the load is too heavy. The car is an extension of him, and his donkey is an extension of him. It's he owns it. It's part of him. It's plugged into him. This is why the Targum goes ahead and spells this out. Look at the wording. The Targum adds a couple of words that aren't in the Chumash. It says, Mishpak Tashbik Madabalibach. Remove what you have in your heart against that person and go over and help him. Ki ikr mitzvah zu bishvil ho'ahavo kanal. The main reason why Hashem has given us this mitzvah, prikotina, is to bring about ahava between yidden. Ukamayshom razal in mitzvah zu al posuk ato koinanto meishorim, as the Gemara mentions in discussing this mitzvah related to the posuk ato koinanto meishorim, that Hashem has given us straight mitzvahs. So Hashem has given us a Torah that's like so good. The Gemara says shemi sheroye soinoi shehu poyreg v'toyenimoi, if a person sees his enemy walking over to his mule to help him with the load, you know, that kind of thing, bivada yichabkenu v'yinashkenu, the person will certainly go over to him and hug him and kiss him. because he says, look at this, this guy is my enemy, we hate each other, and the person has such, you know, is willing to come over and help me with, you know, help me with my load. Ki ikar zois ha-mitzvah b'shvil ho-avo. The main reason for this mitzvah of prikotin is to, for the love. Shaydeze nistakein pegam nefilas ha-masoi, which is the tikkun for what causes the burden to be too heavy to carry and fall. Shehu alidei sinah, which comes about as a result of hate, shehu pigamadas, which is synonymous with pigamadas.